I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. It's Friday, July 3rd. Time for your midday news update. Stay tuned for the latest on possible rising water rates for one Northwest Indiana community and the future of high school sports amid the coronavirus. Then we'll get the latest on the Pick 3 and Pick 4 midday lotto picks, as well as your hot 4th of July weather forecast. There's an air quality alert through tonight for several locations across Northwest Indiana. The alert declared by the Indiana Department of Environmental Management is for Gary, Hammond, Merrillville, Portage, Valparaiso, Chesterton, Michigan City, and LaPorte. This means children, seniors, and anyone with a heart or lung condition should avoid strenuous work outside or outside exercise. IDEM says hot weather and pollution from things like cars and factories creates more ground-level ozone that can make it more difficult to breathe and cause coughing. People can help reduce ground-level ozone by walking, biking, or working from home. If you do have to drive your car, IDEM says to make fewer trips and turn off your engine if you're idling for more than 30 seconds. You can also set your home thermostat to higher than 75 degrees. The town of Cedar Lake wants to raise its water rates. If you would like to comment on the requested increase, you have the chance to do so. The Indiana Office of Utility Consumer Counselor is reviewing the town's request and is scheduled to file testimony with the state utility regulators on July 29th. It's accepting written comments until July 22nd. The town is proposing a single rate tariff for all Cedar Lake residential customers. Its requested monthly water rate for a residential customer using 5,000 gallons is $49.55. The utility faces increased operational costs, and Cedar Lake is also seeking IURC approval to issue up to $3.9 million in long-term debt to cover capital costs like a new 250,000-gallon storage tank, mains, and a new well supply. Only the town's water rates are at issue in this case. Crown Point City officials are following the governor's advice this week and are pressing pause on some of its most well-attended summer events because of the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Holcomb says the state is only on phase 4.5 and not yet at phase 5 of the reopening plan, as he announced earlier this week. So, Special Events Administrator for Crown Point, Diana Boss, says events including the Taste of Crown Point, the city's concert series, and car cruise have all been postponed to an undetermined date. Word will go out as soon as new dates are set. Despite extended restrictions for some Indiana venues, ongoing concerns over the coronavirus won't hamper students' return to school sports and activities starting next week. In the guidance provided by the Indiana Department of Education, the return to student activities is expected to happen in three stages starting Monday. Off-season fall workouts will begin, and marching bands across the state are also getting back to the practice field. But student participation won't look like it did a year ago. State athletic and music associations are still monitoring the toll of the virus and warn that even after activities start back up, they could still be put on hold once the academic year begins. Looking at your midday lotto picks, your daily 3, 8, 8, 5, and your Super Bowl pick, 1. And your daily 4, 1, 1, 4, 9, and your Super Bowl pick, 1. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast for the weekend, today sunny skies, a high near 88, tonight clear, a low near 66. Your Saturday Independence Day, mostly sunny, a high near 89. Saturday night for the fireworks, clear skies, a low near 66. Sunday, sunny, a high near 91. Sunday night, clear skies, a low near 68. And Monday, mostly sunny, a high near 94. Tune in this afternoon at 4 o'clock for All Things Considered with Kevin Driscoll as he fills in for Sharon Jackson and provides the latest news, traffic, and weather for Northwest Indiana. I'm Tom Maloney with a look at your Lakeshore Midday News Report.